Hey guys, welcome to the Martial and Healing Arts channel. I'm Rafe Kelly, founder of Evolve Move Play. I'm extremely excited to be sponsoring this channel. Martial and Healing Arts have been key aspects of embodiment and self-cultivation for thousands of years. I have some of my best friends in the industry, Rory Miller, Matt Thornton, Edward Hines, presenting here, and I'm really excited to share what they have to say with you guys. You're gonna love it. So Evolve Move Play is an ecology of practices of movement, mindfulness, nature connection, and community. And within the movement, we have a big emphasis on moving in nature and being able to do parkour. We also like to lift weights and throw things around, but there's a huge aspect of martial arts, and I've been training martial arts since I was 6 years old. So it's really exciting to be able to sponsor this channel in particular. If you're interested in my work, check out my talks on the Main Stage and the Movement Anatomy channel. If you can't get to either of those live, you can check us out at Rafe Kelly on Instagram, get all your awesome embodiment giveaways, and for now, just enjoy this amazing channel. It's gonna be an awesome show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Rita. It's really great to be here today and share with all of you what I'm passionate about, what I really love. So thank you again. And so my name is Natalia, and it's been such a journey for me since I've learned Qigong in 2016. Just to make you aware, guys, there might be some drilling going on. So I really excuse the any noise if you might hear it. Anyways, but this will let you go deeper within you, focus deeper. So yes, my journey into Qigong began in 2016. And since then, it was a massive shift in terms of, you know, my perceived of the world, how I engage with my body, how I feel this connection through my body. And I mostly use it, you know, why interested in Qigong is because it does help you to create this strong and healthy body, but it's also a deep energy practice, a deep spiritual practice. And I've always been looking for that. I've always been looking for something deep than just, you know, go and train your body. And this gave me exactly what I was looking for. And I was very lucky to learn from an amazing master, Master Tevye Feng, and who is the founder of White Tiger Qigong. He himself began his journey at the age of 7. In his 20s, he traveled to China and lived there for many years, studying from different monasteries and temples, some of which are not open to public. So to most of these temples, you have to get by invitation only, and only there you can learn this, you know, deep forms of ancient Taoist Qigong, which we are teaching you now. White Tiger Qigong's main purpose is to provide people with that medical Qigong, so the Qigong that focuses on health and longevity. And this is why we are doing it. Qigong itself is a very ancient practice. It's over 5,000 years old. And it's been evolving, you know, through all of these years. And by now there are over 3,000 kinds of documented Qigong. So the White Tiger Qigong style, as I mentioned, comes under the branch of medical Qigong. And this is a 2,000 years old practice. It's been created because people were noticing that those who do more dynamic practice heal much faster than those who do more static practices. So the first form was created by Hua Tuo by observing the movement of the animals. So Qigong has this deep connection to nature, to just observing and adapting and using these lessons that the nature give us. And it's been, of course, through its evolvement since those 2000 years ago. And the forms that we see now, of course, they are evolved. They still keep that core, you know, connections to the all the principles of Taoism, I Ching, five elements. But we've also now can look at this practice from the modern view and apply some modern science like fascia, kinetic chains, anatomy, to really explain to a person who would be doubting some energy feelings how it actually works on your body and how it creates that electricity in your body. So Nowadays, there are different kinds of Qigong. White Tiger Qigong comes under the branch of ancient Taoism Qigong. So the main purpose of this Qigong, how it's different from all other styles, is that focus on your internal organs and meridians. In Chinese medicine, it's believed that each organ is associated with a negative emotion. So we have five main organs that are heart, lungs, liver, spleen, and kidneys, and each of them can absorb this negative emotions that you experience during the day. And we as humans, you know, we have different days. We have different feelings. And sometimes this emotions in our body become stuck in our organs. And our organs are considered to be like sponges that absorb all of this. And the same way how you need to take care of your body on the outside, clean your body on the outside, it's very important to go inside and to release these negative emotions from your organs in order to achieve this peaceful and balanced state. And this is exactly what we're doing in Qigong. We're working deeply with these organs, deeply with the emotional transformations to achieve that balance and harmony within ourselves. Qigong also focuses on your meridian channels, which is the energy pathways, yes, through which our qi flows. And again, we always give this alternative in Qigong to nature, back to nature. So our meridians are considered to be like rivers that run through our body and flow, connect into the lakes and oceans, which are considered to be our organs. So the same way, sometimes we can have some blockages in our channels that we need to release to. If you have a blockage in the meridian that connects to your organ, the proper nutrition, oxygen, and qi cannot flow into your organ, resulting in stagnation. And if the stagnation will be built for a long time, this leads into the diseases and illnesses. So you're not only, you know, you absorb these negative emotions, that, but you also can have lack of this qi flow in case there is any stagnation in your meridians. And in Qigong, we are breaking through this stagnation by creating this pulse of energy, this surge of qi, by combining our body, our breath, and our intention, and promoting this fresh flow of energy, fresh healing circulation in our body to make sure everything flows where it should flow. And, you know, all our organs get necessary energy and necessary nutrients for the healthy functioning. So this is how we work in terms of that healing aspect with our organs and with our energy channels. And I mentioned that in order to achieve that deep, those deep transformations, we need to combine our body, our breath, and our spirit. And these are the three adjustments of the Qigong practice. We always start with the body because our body is the foundation to open the proper channels. Then we add in the breath, which is the main component of guiding the qi. And finally, we add the intention, the spirit aspect, the visualization of guiding this qi. And only by adding the intention to your practice is what makes it a true form of qigong. Because if you just practice the body, this is just an exercise. And our intentions are very powerful, and we can, you know, achieve massive transformations just by accessing, you know, our spirit and applying our intention to the practice itself. So this is what we are doing in Qigong. And one more thing about Qigong, what really draws me to this practice is that deep connection to nature. So it's Qigong is based on the principles of I Ching, on the principles of adapting to the environment, as well as adapting to yourself. You know, each day you wake up, it could be different. The world could be different. The weather changes, you know, the stars have an effect on the earth, and this affects us. All the changes around affect you on one or another level. And at the same time, you have changes happening inside your body. And you wake up feeling different again every single day. Sometimes you may feel like you're up for some slow movement. Sometimes you feel that you want to do more dynamic practices. So Qigong teaches to adapt to the environment as well as to yourself by recognizing all of these changes. And this is what I truly, truly enjoy, because my practice doesn't look the same every single day, but actually it teaches you how to listen and how to adjust it to make sure you always have this inner balance. So that is a very quick introduction in terms of application of this ancient, classical Chinese medicine to the Qigong. So we work with the organs, releasing any negative emotions, promoting that whole balance, working with our energy channels, promoting that fresh flow of Qi, using our body, breaths, and intentional spirit to create this holistic, powerful form of movement that can get you to the deepest results, as well as we learn to adapt and connect to nature around us. And this is, the core of the practice, the core principle of the practice. And in White Tiger Qigong, we also apply modern science to the practice. So Tevye himself worked with experts in fascia, anatomy, kinetic chains to really show how it's actually, these forms are working on your body. So the fascia, I don't know how many of you are familiar with the fascia, but fascia is our dense fibrous connective tissue that surrounds and interpenetrates your organs, your bones, your muscles, your blood vessels, runs underneath your skin. So everything in your body is wrapped in these fascia pockets. And fascia is constantly being made and redesigned in your body. Sometimes it can lead you to good changes, sometimes not so good changes. But nowadays, how I can explain this concept of adjusting is we can see it's very common now. People work a lot by the computer. So in this practice, we go into this compressed chest position, we have the neck pulling out. And if you work in this position for 8 hours, 5 days a week, your body wants to support you, doesn't want you to suffer. So the fascia begins to redesign, to adjust into this movement, into this posture that you do. And nowadays we can see a lot of people having this in alignment, so like having this compressed chest or like any other in alignments in your body. Of course, this doesn't work always in your favor, because when you have this in alignments, your meridians can become tangled, your organs can have this pressure on them all day long. So this creates this stress for the body. And in Qigong, we work with those in alignments. We work deeply with the fascia and leading into that fascia transformations to achieve what we call a bamboo body. Yeah, the body that is strong yet flexible, supple and elastic. So working deeply with this fascia realignment, and it takes time to achieve that. It's not a change that happens overnight. Fascia changes take around a year, to start rebuilding and redesigning. But this is that form of healing that we want to the body. Because when you work with this fascia, you are constantly exchanging these fluids to make sure fascia has this fluids, this collagen, which aids into this unrestricted movement. And that's what we want, creating that, as I mentioned, the dragon body, where you don't have any limits, where your body flows in all of these amazing ways, and you feel great, you feel healthy. and working on this health and longevity. In that point, we also work with the kinetic chains. We work with the anatomy, explaining how each form in Qigong works on, you know, how it works on your organ, what fascia line it helps you to work on. So in White Tiger, we basically explain and merge these two worlds, the ancient worlds with this ancient wisdom, as well as the modern world with this research, modern research. So it's the melting of these two that create this holistic practice that can, you know, apply to a lot more people. So yeah, that is that was like a quick introduction to this practice, to Qigong. And now we are going to go into the actual practice, because I wanted to not only, you know, tell you about what is Qigong, but I want you to experience it on a deeper level, how it works on your body. And today I will teach you a Tiger Qigong form. This form is from the five elements, and it focuses mostly on your lungs, on your lung health. And our lungs are associated with grief and stress. So it helps to release this grief and stress. And instead, we are, with the intention, we are bringing in the joy and happiness to promote this holistic balance in our body. It also works with tight shoulders and chest. So again, if you, you know, have this issue, or if you work on the computer, as I mentioned before, this is going to be a great form. For me personally, it's one of my favorite forms because it was the first one that I learned from White Tiger Qigong. So I always love to sharing it to people. And if you would like to learn more about, you know, get deeper into Qigong, what it is, just visit our website, whitetigerqigong.com. You can connect me on Instagram, Qigong Lady, and I'll be happy, you know, to share more with you. So we are going to begin the practice now. And if you want to practice it with me, just find a comfortable position in your home. And we will start. So in Qigong, as I mentioned, we work a lot with our energy channels, our meridians. And we have the main channel where we store all our energy, and which is called the lower dantian, that is located 3 finger widths below your navel and 2 finger widths behind it. This is our main energy center where we store all the qi. At the end of the practice, we start by becoming aware of the center at the beginning of the practice. So we work a lot with our dantian. So make sure you have it in your mind where it's located. Again, I'll repeat, 3 finger widths below your navel and 2 finger widths behind it. From there, just directly in the center. So we're going to start with the feet shoulder width apart. And bring your right hand on your dantian and left hand over it for women. And left hand first and the right hand over it for men. Close your eyes. And start slow, deep breaths in and out, starting to relax your body, tuning deep within. Notice all the outside noises. And whenever you hear them, they're gonna just let you go deeper within yourself. Become aware of your feet rooting deeply into the earth. See the roots grown from your feet, deep down into the earth, connecting with this energy. Building the structure from the ground up. Feel your ankles over your feet, knees over your ankles, hips over your knees. Sacrum gently drop into the earth. Take a deep breath in, elongate your spine, And breathe out, but keep your spine elongated. Your crown point is rising to the sky and feeling this connection between heaven and earth. Take three cleansing breaths, inhaling fresh air, fresh chi through your nose. And exhaling out to the pinhole of your mouth, like blowing out of a straw, releasing any pollution, any negative thoughts. Deep inhalation through your nose. And slow exhalation out of the pinhole of your mouth. One more breath. Inhaling fresh air, fresh chi. And exhaling, clearing our body and our mind. Gently open your eyes and we begin to gently shake it out just to prepare our body for the practice. Letting go of any tension. Make sure you shake out your wrists, your feet, your legs. Just as you wish. It's free for you, you know? You can be free to do whatever feels right to make your body more loose and warm. Okay, a few more seconds of shaking. And noticing becoming fast and smaller. And hold the ball of energy between your palms. Inhale, expanding this ball. And on the exhale, compressing it. Inhale, expand, and exhale, compress. And bring your palms by the side, still feeling this connection between your palms. And we'll just go into a few warming up techniques. So first start with rolling your head. As you roll back and exhale, as you roll your head forward. And switch to the opposite direction. Inhale, rolling back and exhale, rolling forward. Back to center, ankle and wrist flossing. Make sure your palms are fully touching and you can have your feet touching the ground as well. It's up to you, switch to the opposite direction. And on the other side. And opposite direction. Warm up your palms. Put your palms over your kidneys and slowly start to spiral out with your middle body, keeping your head centered and feet rooting into the earth, fully touching the ground. and spiral in the same direction, just making the circle smaller. And opposite direction, spiraling out. And spiral in. And we finish with opening heart to the sky. So bring your palms to your heart level and spread them to the sides. Bring your head back, fully open your heart, inhaling and exhale. Crossing your arms, compressing your heart, coming up on your toes and drop. Inhale, open. And exhale. Drop. Inhale. Exhale. One more. Inhale. Exhale. And let's close. Inhale, bring the energy up. And exhale, bring the energy down through the center line of your body. Bring your palms by the sides, feet shoulder width apart. Rooting into the earth with your feet, sacrum dropping down, and the crown point is rising to the sky. As you inhale, bring attention to your lower dantian. Again, located 3 finger widths below your navel and 2 finger widths behind it. And as you exhale, bring attention to the center of your palms. Inhale back to lower dantian. This is called two-gate breathing. Just a few breaths here and gently open your eyes. So what we did just now, it's a quick warm-up for the body. It's from the Meridian Qigong warm-up that we usually start our practice with, and there are a lot more exercises. I just did with you a few simple ones just to gently warm up the body. So now we will go into learning the tiger form. And first I'll demonstrate it to you, and then we'll go right into it. Okay, so that was tiger. And you could see that it works a lot with our chest. We have our hands in the tiger claws. We have this ringing out of the meridians of the arms, especially the lung meridian that connects to your lungs and in your thumb. So this is a deep ringing out of the meridians. Here we have fully opening of the chest. Again, working on the lungs from all of these different angles, working with the emotions of grief and stress and releasing those emotions, as well as we do the horse stance here, which lets us connect to the earth, bringing that energy of the earth, as well as build strength in our legs through the stance. So let's go right into it, and we will just focus on the upper body first, and then we'll add the lower body to it. So in tiger, we have this tiger claws by bending the first and the second joints of your fingertips. So first you're going to start with your hands just by the shoulders, making this tiger claw and pressing your hands forward. So here my wrists are bent. So I have this nice 90 degree angle. You can have also 45 degree angle depending on your flexibility here, but keeping your arms straight, Then we're just going to do this rotation outwards of the hands and draw them back to center. Here, if you notice, I'm going to rotate my palms inwards so they face each other, and then I'm going to bring my hands, my palms close to my armpits, again keeping that 90 degree angle, and straightening my elbows to the back. Rotating the hands and drawing, opening at your chest. Rotating the palms in and pressing forward. Keeping this 90 degree angle. Very good, let's do one more. Rotate and draw your hands back to center. Straightening your arms underneath your armpits. Raising them here as high as you can, but keeping your shoulders relaxed, and again, and rotate. Drawing your hands back to center. Pressing forward. Let's do just one more. Open, rotating your palms in, straightening your hands under your armpits, raising them as high as you want. Again, do this rotation and open, pressing forward. And relax your palms. Close your eyes, just feeling any sensations in your fingertips. See if this work with the upper body, what kind of feelings it gives you. All right, good. So now, I excuse any noise if you could hear it. Can't really do anything with it. So just let it guide you deeper within this state of meditation. And now we are going to combine the upper body and the lower body. So for the lower body, it's pretty simple. We're just coming into the horse stance. So here I'm having my feet a little bit out at a 45 degree angle. My knees are pointing to the same direction as my feet. And here again, you can go lower at your stance, depending how you feel, or you can stay higher up. So find your best way to do it. And we're going to bring our hands to the shoulder level with our fingers open, make the tiger claw, and pressing forward. As you press forward, you're going to round your spine, compressing your chest gently, and then rotate your palms and draw your hands back to shoulder level. Here we're doing this opening of the chest. Make sure your palms are facing inwards and straightening your hands to the back, straightening your back as well, and again, rotate and scoop in, opening your chest and pressing forward, rounding your spine. Rotate your palms, drawing them back to shoulder level, straightening them back, elongating your spine again, rotate. Opening your chest and pressing forward. I'll show you a side angle. So here my back is rounded, rotate. Opening your chest, straightening your hands to the back and scooping in into the shoulder level. And pressing forward. And come up, back to center, and pressing forward and down. Hands by the sides, feet shoulder width apart. Again, observing any sensations that you feel. Notice any of these feelings in your body. Slow, deep breaths. And gently open your eyes. So I hope you're already starting to feel this power, the beautiful power of this movement. Now we're going to do our last round by adding the breath to it, the breath to the movement, okay? So we'll begin by doing a whole set with the opening. And the opening is very simple. You inhale, raise your hands to the shoulder level and exhale down. Stepping out into your horse stance, bringing your hands by the shoulders, taking a deep breath in, making the tiger claws, and exhale as you press forward. Inhale, rotating your palms and opening your chest. And exhale, straightening your arms to the back. Inhale, scooping in, opening your chest. You can do a little breath hold here and exhale, pressing forward. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Just a little breath hold for a few seconds and exhale forward. Inhale, exhale, inhale, opening your chest and exhale. Coming back to center, inhale and exhale. Hands by the sides, feet shoulder width apart. You can do two gate breathing here. Inhale, attention to your lower dantian, and exhale, attention to the center of your palms. Slow, deep breaths. And let's do just one last round, just one time. And on this time, just go, you know, in the flow with it. It's a tiger movement. So connect with that power of that animal and just let it go and let it flow your own way. We'll just do one set and then close with the meditation for our lungs. So inhale, exhale. Inhale, open. Tiger claws, exhale, connecting with that power. Coming up, pressing forward and down. And as we inhale, just inhale, slow, deep breath into your lungs and exhaling any grief and stress that we hold in our lungs, letting go of these emotions. Inhale, bringing in joy and happiness into your lungs, filling your lungs with these beautiful emotions of joy and happiness. And one more breath. Inhaling white light, it's the metal element. And as you exhale, letting this white healing light fill your lungs. Bring your hands by the sides, a few more slow deep breaths into your lungs. See them filled with joy and happiness, with this beautiful emotions and filled with this beautiful white light. And bring your hands over the downtown, right hand first, left hand over it for women, and left hand first, right hand over it for men. And let this, all this chi that we've built today, come down into your lower dantian, into a small white pearl. And see this pearl expanding on the inhale, absorbing all this energy, and compressing on the exhale, packing all this chi, storing all this energy that you have built. Inhale, expand. And exhale, compress, storing the chi. And one more breath, inhale, expand. And exhale, packing all this chi into a small white pearl in your lower dantian. And gently open your eyes. Okay. So this was introduction, the quick introduction into Tiger. I hope you felt the power of this movement. It's a really beautiful and very powerful one as well. And in Qigong, we have, you know, so many different forms that access the different emotions that we practice different. So Tiger was all about power. And we have other forms like Dia, it's all about flow and water. We have Bear, it's all about grounding. And it makes it a really, you know, very interesting and makes the practice really holistic, because we can access all of these different feelings to aid into that inner balance within ourselves. So if you would like to learn more about, you know, these powerful forms, feel free to check out our website. We do a lot of free stuff, a lot of videos on our YouTube channel, White Tiger Qigong. And again, just drop me a message if you would like to connect with me on qigonglady.com or my Instagram. And we also have a training coming up if you would like to, you know, learn it at a deeper level. So just drop me a message for a special bonus. So let's now see if any of you guys have any questions. You can type them in the Q&A section and I'll be happy to answer them. Yeah, it was great, really great to be here today and share with you in a short time, but I hope I was able to, you know, share the core and transfer to you my love to this practice. So thank you very much for coming and joining.
Thank you so much, Natalia. And while we wait for any questions, I have a question. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I have quite a few questions. So I'll let me choose some. I really enjoyed what you said about the fascia, because I've been trying to learn a bit about it. And mm-hmm. I wondered, does Qigong also work with, can it have an effect on the bones and the muscles?
Oh, yes, yes. We have, there are different types of Qigong. And the one that we do, we have really dynamic forms that go right into your bones. Yeah, definitely creating this bone qi, working on the bone qi. Qigong is like this practice that goes so deep, you know, it works from the surface all the way into your core, all the way into your organs, all the way into your bones and energy channels. Yeah, that's a really good question. Glad you asked it.
And Mark has asked if you can provide a link to your website, which actually is Fiona's Latekos has just posted that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you got any other questions from the audience today? So my other question was, another thing I really enjoyed about your presentation was that you were demonstrating the Qigong, but I getting the sense that you're actually embodying that way of being in who you are. So is there such a thing as the Qigong practice? But is there such a thing as being in a Qigong state all the time?
Well, it's definitely, you know, all these principles, you cannot just apply them to your practice and then don't apply them for your daily life. Definitely there is this, you know, Taoist principles, again, of connecting to yourself, not only through the practice. You know, I connect to myself through my daily life all the time. And, you know, the way how you perceive the world changes completely, you know, once you start to embody all of these principles in your daily life, not just in your practice. So definitely, you know, I'm like more calm person, more balanced throughout the day. And I certainly do have, you know, we're all humans. We do have our days, but yeah. It definitely helps me to stay in my center and focus, you know, listen inwards a lot. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. And I have so many questions, so I just keep asking them. And another thing I really loved was you talked about we care about our bodies from the outside, and mm-hmm. how about caring for our bodies on the inside? And you talked about those five organs. So do you think it helps to like learn some anatomy or look at pictures so you can really trying to, because I think I can imagine a lot of people don't even know where these organs are or what they are mm-hmm. look like. So mm-hmm. to connect, that intention to connect. Yeah, I was wondering what your thoughts are about how we can become closer to these organs when it's like yeah. a mystery.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Because as I mentioned before, intention is a big part of Qigong. So if you know a way to put your intention, yeah, this is definitely will be a good practice. And you know, we look a lot at ourselves on the outside, you know, in the mirror, we know ourselves pretty well and, you know, acknowledge on the outside. But in Qigong, we learn that acknowledgement of the inside. You know, I love the practice of just, you know, getting up and saying this gratitude to my organs, you know, just saying good morning to my organs, acknowledging them. There are a lot of meditative practices like healing sounds that let you connect deeper with your organs. And of course, through the Qigong, it's just this deep work on your organs. And if you know where it is, definitely, you know, you're bringing that energy into your organ on a deeper level. I mean, it still will work, but with the intention, it just becomes so much more powerful. So definitely, I highly recommend you go and just get some basic, you know, anatomy and understanding of your body. So it will be helpful for yourself and tune inwards. You know, everything is energy. So, and the way how we communicate with energy determines, you know, the frequency of it. So if you raise, you know, if you raise your intention inwards, it will be really beneficial and your body will be very thankful to you.
Mm. Mm, thank you for that. I'm just going to check the time. We have a bit more time. So how about this one? You mentioned five organs, and then we have some more. Like, what have we got? Like pancreas or the intestines? And I wondered.
So
white Qigong, yes. White Tiger Qigong. Look at those as well.
We have the five main organs that we work with. And, you know, in Chinese medicine's basic principles, all of these emotions, access to your organs. But definitely, you know, when we do Qigong, we not only work on the five organs, we also work on all other organs, just more like indirectly, because we work with the main organs just because of this emotional transformation that we want to aid. But you know, we work with our digestive systems, with all our other organs, definitely. You know, these forms work on basically every single part of your body. You know, if you know all of them. And yeah, just deep in the transformations anywhere. It's not, don't work in isolation. Okay, I'm just going to work on my lungs. For example, we worked on the tiger, yeah. Mm. And we worked on the lungs primarily, but it also affects all your other organs. You know, it affects your kidneys, you know, because we have this gentle massage through this spine movement. And this is the same for all other forms. They have the main focus and then just like additional organ systems that we work on. Yeah.
So it's really holistic and integrates your whole
yes,
body.
Yes, exactly. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And you increase this integration through your intention, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you ready for another one?
Yeah.
Okay, so another thing yeah. I really enjoyed was the integrating the science. I love science.
Yeah.
And I'm so curious, you talked a lot about intention.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really curious about, is it possible to understand intention from a scientific point of view? And that's just a really open thing. I mean, how would you understand that from science?
Intention is just your focus.
Okay, like your thoughts. So it's like
your thoughts.
A neurological.
Yeah, it's like your thought combined with like the feeling. For example, you know, we tell to bring your intention to your palms, and how you can do that very simply, just become aware of your palms. Just become aware of them and the energy will flow naturally. So the beauty of the practice is that as you just put your awareness wherever you want the energy to flow, it will flow. You don't have to imagine, you know, this root, this all of these meridian channels know where they're located in your body. This is completely not necessary, because it will just flow naturally where you want it to flow. Bring it to your, you know, lower dantian, just become aware of it, like think about it and try to feel how it would feel. And the energy will automatically flow. Yeah. So this is what we call the intention. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm kind of hearing it's like a neurologic, from a scientific point of view, like a neurological activation. It just sort of goes.
Yeah.
There.
So intention is, it's more like focus is more like a modern explanation. In Qigong, we talk about spirit. This is that ancient perspective, you know, and then we translate the spirit into just intention and focus in the more in the modern, you know, world, in the modern words, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. But we do work deeply on the spirit aspect, which is more about just, you know, feeling and trusting rather than explaining.
Yes.
Scientifically.
That trust in the body.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so that's super useful. Yes,
I'm going to also post my website if you guys want to check it out. It's qigonglady.com, and the same for my Instagram. I do post a lot of videos, a lot of things about Qigong, so if you want to check it out and get connected, you're very welcome.
Cool. Yeah. Well, thank you, Natalia.
Thank you.
Coming to the end, and I wanted to add one last appreciation. This is about the animals. You know, a lot of what we've been talking about at the conference is about getting in touch with nature, connecting our body to the wider natural world. And it was just really beautiful to have this perspective from Qigong about actually embodying animals and not just going into the forest and watching them, but actually embracing animals inside our bodies, those qualities.
Yeah.
So I really, really enjoyed that. So I'm going to come back to you in a couple of minutes for your one sentence top tip on how to be more embodied. Mm-hmm. And till then, I just wanted to share a bit of information with our audience. So there was a beautiful presentation, and for us, the embodiment conference is all about learning for our personal development and our professional development. So I invite you to consider what's next for your learning. And this video will be free for 48 hours if you want to watch it again and do the practices again. We have a private Facebook group, and we have Coffee Break, which are breakout rooms that you can join and connect with people at the conference to share ideas. And you can consider buying the whole library of recordings of the conference. We call it a library because just like you may have a shelf of your favorite reference books, this library of recordings is just like amazing. You can revisit or watch all the ones, recordings you haven't seen yet, at your own pace, at your own time. You can really digest them. It's structured learning, if that's the kind of thing you like. You get summaries, you get audio recordings as well, if you like to learn on the move, all kinds of things. So it's twice the price after the conference. So if that would be a great learning resource for you to carry in your learning, you can look on the website of how to buy the online recordings. And if you are a trauma professional, then contact us. We want to reach more people. So if you can't afford to buy the online library, you work in trauma, contact us and we can sort of agree something. And you can also donate to our charities and to the Embodiment Conference. So Natalia, yeah, I'll come back to you for your one top tip on how we can be more embodied.
Yeah, well, definitely, I've talked today a lot about listening inward. So this would be my top tip, just observe every single day how you feel, get aware of your body. It constantly gives us signals. So just listen, just pay attention, and wishing you all the best in your life, on your journey, and hope you can, embody these beautiful practices in your life and get the most benefits out of it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was really great to be a part of it. Mm. So I'm very thankful for the invitation.
And thank you to everyone who joined us today, and I hope to see you at the next session. Okay,
yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.